Hey, what's up, y'all? It's SW
Friends Wednesday.
Yes, indeed, baby. Yes, indeed. It's Wednesday. It's been the slowest week ever.
Oh, goodness. It's been
Thursday.
It's been a slow week. And I haven't really been complaining about it because I really don't want the days to speed by all the time. But my goodness.
This week can go.
Yeah.
And we had a good weekend. That's what it was. We came off of.
That's what it was.
The weekend was the bomb.
We had a great weekend, Queen.
We had a good weekend. Like, that was everything. Funny, laugh, dance.
Man.
Like, well, y'all was. Child, if you weren't there, you just won.
But we was there and we had us a good time.
We had us a ball.
We went and had a funky good time. We went and had a funky good time.
Them people got they
We
down.
Went, man. They was jigging out there.
They were jigging out there on that ground.
They was jigging out there.
So wet, tan it up.
Yeah.
So definitely go to the next one.
Yes, that was cool. It was nice. It was a very nice event. It was set up real nice. It was cute, you know. We could have got a little, I'm going to whisper this, a little bit of music. But other than that, we had a great time.
Yeah, he had some. Yeah.
But well, I don't got nothing to say about it because he shot it. he it shot it. Yeah.
Even though he told that we needed the lights off of us.
That was funny.
He called us out, boy. Don't be calling our table out over here. Don't
he called us out.
Out over there, like. But that was funny, though. But I had a good time. I really enjoyed myself. And yes. I see that a lot of people was off on Monday as well for Juneteenth.
We were not.
That was not. That I wasn't either. Look, I wasn't either. But I see that it was some people that was off. So I was like, "That's that was cool."
Yeah. It was a lot of people off. Right. And then they was off. They got to celebrate Juneteenth. Then they also had a good long weekend. So
3 days.
It was a plus
three
plus.
Days. Y'all was a home plus plus. Chilling or vacationing or whatever you
want. So what's up, y'all? It's SW Podcast Wednesday. It is June 22nd. Is that right, Queen?
That's right.
Okay.
Today or yesterday was the first day of summer. The official first day of summer.
Yes, was the 21st, was yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was hot. It definitely felt like the 30th day of summer.
Yeah.
It was so hot.
I think it's 100 degrees out there now.
Yes. And the heat index was like around 112. So it's been a really, really, it's
Man,
been a crazy
stay hydrated. Week. Stay hydrated out there. Stay hydrated.
Got to keep them waters.
Keep them water. Watermelon is always good, too, because it holds a lot of water. Y'all stay hydrated out there now. Ice cubes, all that stuff. You like that chunk on that ice.
Yes, I love me some freezer pops. So
That too. Like, you got to stay hydrated. I don't think people realize. But get you some water.
Get you some water. At least, and keep water, though. I like freezer pots, but I've always been a water baby. I love water. So, I keeps me some water. I drinks it all day. So, what's up, y'all? It's SW Podcast Freestyle Wednesday. We haven't done a Freestyle Wednesday in a long while. But... The thing is that we're here today. We are here today. And we have we have it back today. We ain't gonna do it all the time. Because we used to do what, like one Wednesday a month?
Something like that.
Yeah. So we might the way we may do it now is we just pop in every now and again with it. But I like topics, you know. I like the fact that we have the topical conversations.
Last week was good.
Mm-hmm.
Last Wednesday, Joe came in. Just go watch last week.
The recap is on the page, on the IG page, and it's on our website. Freedom Train Radio / Shelby's World Podcast. Check it out. It's really good. A lot of great content, a lot of great information. You will not be unentertained. Today we got a couple things we're gonna talk about in the Freestyle Wednesday. So gonna be a couple of funny things, but for the most part, you'll definitely enjoy the conversation. If there's something that you want to jump in on, feel free. So today we're gonna run into the quote real quick, which is there is no Negro problem. The problem is whether the American people have loyalty enough, honor enough, patriotism enough to live up to their own constitution. Frederick Douglass. So, what you think of that, Queen?
No, we don't. Or they don't.
No, of course not.
Because the Constitution is not for us Negroes.
The Bill of Rights, none of us.
Yeah, it wasn't written for us. Like, we was considered as, when the Constitution was written as, like,
not property. Negro. Property.
Yeah.
So if you property, you're not American in their eyes. So no matter if you was born over here or not, they ain't look at us as American people. So that statement, it resonates because it's a very powerful quote, because it is meaning that you're taking everything in your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, your preamble, everything as a whole of respecting people. And it's just not a possibility.
They ain't got no respect.
No.
Respect, so.
No.
That don't really pertain to us.
Well, our tax dollars matter.
Yeah, that does. Because that's that green.
Yeah.
That's that green. So that matter before we matter. That matter before we matter, child. Please, these people around here feed their dog before they feed a black person.
And that's not a lie. That's not a lie. So, but in actuality, the problem has never been that we don't get the same rights. The problem is that we're actually thinking that it was written for us to get those rights. And so if we want change and a little bit more of anything, we have to change a lot of that. We got to change a lot of that.
You got to rewrite the whole thing.
You can do that. The head of the country can do that. But will they do that? No.
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 They're not going to do that.
No.
They're not going to do that at all.
No. So. What's going on, Kels? No, they're not going to do that. My God, like, good evening, Miss Amy. They're definitely not going to do that. So, we're stuck with something that states something that should be happening. Mm-hmm. Even if they say they never fix it, so we can actually be considered American people. The whole thought process boils down to this. The concept and the mindset of the people have to change in order for there to be an edit or a revision to anything that's already in place as a law. If we want to see anything change with that law, they have to want to change that. It ain't no just a constant, a regular, it's just this simple. No, the mindset of the people has to change.
Got to change. That got to change first.
Because it's several bills and rules and things that are written in statute that say how people should be treated when we were established as human. But it's still not, it's still frowned upon because people still do what they want to do. You gotta change your mindset. So that's really where we boil down to that at. So that's our quote of the day, y'all. So we got a couple of freestyle topics we're gonna talk about today. And our first freestyle topic is group chat etiquette.
Hey Lord, have mercy, Jesus. You know, what you're putting in the group chat, and no, you better know everybody in the group chat.
You got, when you're dealing with group chat, there is a etiquette that goes along with that. There is, like, you can't just be in a group chat and you don't chat. That's rule of thumb. How is you in this group chat and not chatting with nobody?
That's why it's called group chat.
Look at E coming on here talking about I hate no Androids. E, I ain't nobody hating on no Android. I love me a good old guy.
I got me an Android now. What? I got the upgrade because mine don't take 5G.
Oh yeah, you got an upgrade, Queen. But we don't mind that the you show up in green in the group chat. We don't mind that. That's not the issue. We just need you to participate
in the conversation.
Yes, that's it. You gotta have good etiquette. And so we go, some of the etiquettes begin along these lines. Pick your people. Oh, you say you're talking to the world. Amy, I'm sick of these people today, done with all of them. Well, what's going on, Amy? You gotta take care of yourself. You might need to go and have a regroup. Because if you're feeling bad about anything, you definitely, sometimes you just got to take a moment to regroup.
And we all have to do that at times.
Right, right. So pick your people. Review your text before you hit send. That's proper group chat etiquette.
That ain't even just for group chat. That's for posting too.
On anybody. Exactly. That's actually on any communication.
Yeah, that's
emails, everything. On any form of conversation.
It takes me a long time to send people text messages, especially if it's like they done sent me something long, and I have to be like, well, make sure that that don't sound right. Hey, you have to really Just read the thing. Proofread before you send.
Get involved in the group chat. We just said that. Get involved in the group chat. You cannot be sitting up there, a part of this group chat, and not saying nothing. People gonna be mad at you. They're going to get in the private chat group and talk about and say, please remove them from the group chat. That's exactly what they're going to do.
They just there to see all the conversations.
That's it.
They ain't finna tell what they got going on. But they finna see all the conversations of what everybody else got going on.
That's right. That's right. Stay on topic. If we all, everybody in the group chat talking about what type of flowers they serve in the day at the thing, and we need to know, because we need to know what type of flowers we need to bring. Mm-hmm. Don't come in there talking about, y'all, I got bent over the head boy last night. No! You talk about flowers.
This ain't the conversation for that right now.
Yeah, let's talk about that next, because we might be talking about flowers at the funeral. And you hear you go. Oh, okay. She said some people add you and you have no interest in them. Oh, yeah. I get out of them quick.
Oh, yeah. Especially when they back to back. Ooh. Like, even I'm in a prayer circle, like group chat. But I ain't been praying with them in a while. And I'm like, man, I got to tell these people, take me out this group chat. I didn't tell them to take me out this group text before. And how I end up being back in here. Cause that thing
back
just
in the group
ding,
chat.
Ding, 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 ding. And I hate that. So I just be delete. Cause everybody like comes, somebody might come 4 or 5 hours later.
Yeah, if it's something I can leave, I'm definitely getting out of there. Don't give out sensitive information in the group chats. Definitely never.
Most definitely. That means social security number, all that, addresses, all that, y'all.
If y'all in a group chat, like, you know these people, that's something that y'all can talk about elsewhere. But if it's a group chat, y'all get ready to plan a trip and you don't need to know all these people, why would you do that? So that's be patient with others in a group chat. And they say avoid private conversations in a group chat because some, you know, people you they screenshot and share them. So you got to be careful with everything these days. It's a lot of people that pretend
people screenshot everything.
Everything, and it's a lot of people that pretend to care about you. And act like they got your best interest at heart, and then you realize that that they really don't. And then now you see your screenshot and popped up in a text message with somebody asking you what you said, what you meant by this. You know what I'm saying? So you got to think about who you communicate certain things with. All right. And so those are some of the group chat etiquettes that we wanted to just go through real quick.
Chat
I keep talking about etiquettes. I just be making up my own words. I don't know if that's a real word. It might be. Phone sex conversations is our next Freestyle Wednesday conversation. I think they do.
Well. You know, I didn't. Would that be part of what they call it? Texting.
Sexting.
Would that be part of it?
Yeah, I think that's a part of it.
Cause I would say, how they have a phone sex conversation when all these people like to do is text. Okay, they might be Zooming. They FaceTiming.
They FaceTiming. It's a lot of FaceTiming going on with it. So yes, we're gonna talk about how you can relax, because now that's what the phone sex conversations are now. They're not just this type of phone sex anymore. It's like straight video sex conversations. So, like FaceTime, Duo, Marco Polo, all of that. Those are places that you can
really be. That's what them people really be using Duo and stuff for now, huh?
Probably. You know, they video chat. So.
Because I got Duo because my best friend stayed in Hawaii. Uh-huh. So she was like, let's get Duo so we can, because I don't have no iPhone. Well, at the time I did. And I was like, okay. So that's what I was using it for. But I started seeing a lot of people that's in my contacts. I was like, why are these people coming up saying that? Now they own Duo. Boy, y'all right here, sexing, video sexing, whatever y'all doing. Hey, whatever floats your boat.
I ain't mad at them.
You ain't got to be on the phone on the receiver. At least you're able to visualize now.
Right. Right. You can actually see the person.
You actually can see the person.
We're gonna give y'all some of the tips on how to relax.
You see the person? Because if this is somebody you just met and they ain't really who they say their profile picture is, they might still have you in the dog.
Well, in that case, they're not duoing. They're not duoing or FaceTime.
You never know, but they might have the lights dim enough just for you to see the body.
That's true. You might not know who you're doing. Let's see what she said. Sexting is better than FaceTime Duo, in my opinion. Okay.
That part.
He says phone sex is evil and should be banned. Oh. Interesting. Now that you're married.
That part, and I'm gonna say you married, so I know. Come on now.
Okay, you, as a married man, you ain't got no business saying phone sex is evil. Not as no married man. Part. All right, so some ways to get into phone sex conversations or FaceTime sex conversations is first you have to relax.
Yeah,
You have to breathe and let the experience take you to where it needs to take you. You have to let your body fall into emotion and see how it goes. Okay. Okay.
You really gotta be relaxed.
You do. You gotta be relaxed. Dress the part and set the mood. So if you're trying to be like sexy with it and romantic, get you some candles and it says try your favorite underwear, get your wine. If you feel super hot and turn on in your sweatpants, wear your sweatpants. But whatever that man normally like to see you in is how they want you to flex. Okay? So make sure you dress the part and set the mood. What they saying on here? Phone sex? Oh, that's easy.
You
can always text. Right. You can always text, but not always talk. So phone sex conversations are only for... Phone sex conversations. You can hear me, Queen?
I can hear you.
Okay. Phone sex conversations are only for when you are able to
communicate,
show yourself, communicate physically and everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's important.
No distractions around you.
Right. Let's see. And she's, but yeah, sexting is always fun. Showy is what he's saying. He's talking about show he is. He's so crazy. All right. So the next one is ask them what they want. Ask them what they want to see. Toss the ball in their court. Let's see what they want to do. So you don't have to always have the pressure on you to bring the party. Because you already, we talked about this last week. Now you bring, the women are bringing the tools to the party. We got the whole party with us. The man just got one tool. One. So you gotta let them show you what you need, okay? I mean, let them show you what they want.
You got to talk.
Right. Make sure you have a sense of humor about the phone sex thing. You know what I'm saying? Phone sex should not be like so serious to where you can't giggle, because sometimes we giggle when we having sex. So you know, you gotta Okay, so we're going to, that's number four. Number five.
How you having phone sex up there just quiet anyway?
Yeah, I don't get that.
You're like, that don't make no sense. You're just up there. Do I
call
to say something?
That got me on Kelsey. He got a couple of tools.
Not a couple.
Well, I mean, he probably talking about his mouth.
Well, I guess you can say your mouth, your hands. Mm-hmm. Hope you don't use your feet. But hey, to each his own.
Opinion number five, definitely touch yourself. You have to touch yourself. You cannot be afraid to touch yourself during phone sex conversations, okay? You cannot. Let's see, number six. Don't be shy about the vocabulary that you use during the phone sex. You got to get into it.
Real nasty language.
You got to get into it.
Real filthy language. Some people, that's a turn on for them, with the real filthy language.
That's right. And they want to hear it. You got to talk about that stuff. Don't be sitting up like you scared to tell your man or your partner that dirty stuff. Like if you say in the room, like whatever you say in the room, say it on the phone. You got to say it on the phone. You got to.
What else you going to say at that? You got to go ahead and say what you got to say. Make sure it sound good. You can be a little silly. You can be a little silly too, though.
Yeah.
You can be a little silly with it.
So don't be shy about the vocabulary.
It's just you and whoever else on the other that other end of that phone.
Exactly. It's just the two of you. And it's supposed to be just the two of you. It shouldn't be nobody else on there trying to get the experience that you're giving off. It's supposed to.
They might have a threesome and sex. I don't know. Never heard of it, but it's probably really going on.
Right. It definitely is going on.
Really is going on.
Take advantage of the technology. So back in the day, people had to use regular phones. You know what I'm saying?
Camcorders.
No, I'm talking about yeah,
oh,
but that.
Oh yeah, was
no,
sex.
For
yeah.
phone sex, just for regular for phone sex. Sex. It was yeah. no video. It was none of that. So that's why they're saying take advantage of the technology. Back in the day,
and it was the rodeo down.
Mm, you know what I'm saying? So, back in the day, you only had the cord phones or the cordless phones, and even if other people lived in the house with you, you got to be a certain type of way. Or you gotta wait for everybody to leave. You trying to sneak it into it in, you know what I'm saying? And that's what they said to Queen.
You in the bathroom with that long cord.
Yeah. With the phone cord pulled all the way through the door. It's a lot. It's a lot. So but like they say, just because it's called phone set doesn't mean you shouldn't use the video technology at your disposal.
Yeah.
You should definitely be trying to do some video phone sex. It shouldn't just be
And you probably got more people that do video now than actually. They probably do the texting and stuff, but they probably do video now. They just do that texting when they probably
They probably do that sexting. That's yeah. it. Just when they sitting over when they at the club getting riled up, or they over here at the girls' party, or out to brunch. You know when we do them little sexting texts and stuff. You know we do them then.
That go back to what we talked about last week. That's setting the mood.
Yeah, setting the mood. Making sure your partner, making sure you get ready to please your partner.
Mm-hmm.
E said we've had webcams. We know that, E.
We know that. Like, God. And then why you had to put the year down?
That's what I don't like. That's what I don't like.
Why you put the year down?
Like, God.
Like, we ain't.
Like we ancient. Talking about since 2000.
Since 2000. And then, is that the little man with his hands up?
Yeah. He's so annoying. E.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, bro.
So annoying. Talking about we've had webcam. Okay, E, thank you. We know.
So, but have you been using the webcam since 2000?
That's the question of the day. Make sure you come back.
The question, E.
Make sure you come
back
up here and answer that.
Come back up with an answer.
Okay. Number 8, talk to each other about it afterwards. After the phone sex is over, it's great to have conversations about it.
Yeah.
Do not just sit there and limit yourself. On the conversation, because you want to talk about what you did right, what you didn't do right, what you like, what you didn't like, what you want to see next time, what you don't want to see. You know, it's a lot of things that you're going to want to talk about. Am I the only one that has an issue with certain words, though? I don't know. It depends.
It depends on
because
the words.
Most of the time, your partner know you, so it should be like safe words that you're using. So it shouldn't be nothing that you should be too embarrassed to say. But if you're not real comfortable with your partner, some words that they may say, you might not be comfortable with, and you got to tell them. He said, I'm just saying, he talking about the 2000 camera. It was easier than today is dangerous because they can record you these days. Yep, they can do everything these days. Every single thing. It ain't
no
nothing
safe
space. That's one of our topics for today, too.
No
safe spaces out here on the internet. When you use a certain technology, it just ain't no safe space. It ain't no.
That's why they always say be careful what you put on them phones.
Yep.
Be careful what you put on them phones, and I don't really let nobody use my phone.
Soft cam hurt the game. What's soft cam? What's soft cam?
What's soft cam?
I thought you was gonna say. I thought that was supposed to be soft porn, but that's a soft cam. What you mean by soft cam? E? You know I'm interested.
You and these comments today. E, you and these comments today.
You know E be on it. E be on it. Oh, he definitely God. Do.
People that had them a whole porno show on the cam. something that they can say.
All right. Our next, oh, he says soft cam equals recording live. Oh, so that's when they was getting ready to
And you ain't know
where you can actually start recording videos that you were getting sent, where you can record live recordings. So if a person going live on Facebook or something, they was probably able to start, you know, to record that recording. What year did Softcam come out? Because I know you know the damn years. All right, y'all, we're going to drop some Black Mentor programs that you can go ahead and get your kids involved in if you are interested in stuff like that, because you should be. We have the 100 Black Men of Tallahassee, if you're in Tallahassee. We have the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We have, of course, yes, we do. It's actually a lot of programs in our city that people don't really know about. Like you know what I'm saying? It really is. Like you got Big Ben Cares, you got the Leon County Volunteer Center. Oh, he said the South Cams came out around 2005.
Okay. You know about talking, you know about that technology.
He was a old freak. Here go. We got seven. We're gonna tell y'all about seven mentor programs that are around that you can actually utilize to help to enroll Black girls in. Girl Wonder. And some of these are in Tallahassee or in the surrounding areas. Girls Going Global, Pretty Brown Girls, Girl Wonder, and Brown Girls Do Ballet. Brown Girls Do Ballet is in the Havana area, but you also, they just want you in the service area. You don't have to be in Havana. And the reason why I'm bringing up,
I've never heard of them before.
Me either. But I wanted to check them out, and I hope somebody that actually checks out the show is not more knowledgeable of it. Maybe we can get some more information on it. But I want to I wanted to point out about the program, the 100 Black Men of Tallahassee programs that they actually do, because they actually have things going on year round, annually, and are always involved in some type of volunteering, organizing a fellowship with the young black men. The mentoring, the fundraisers, different things that they do to actually lots and lots of community service. They do academies on Saturdays. It's just like I've seen when I was reviewing a lot of those things, I've seen a lot of different things around that that shows that dang, they are really busy out here. We got even Link Up is a mentor program in Tally. So it's a lot of different things they got going on around here. So make sure y'all check it out. We're going to talk about real quick. Our last topic of the day is, we got one more after this one, but that was safe spaces. And we just want to recap a little bit about how to create safe spaces. I remember we had a conversation on the podcast one day about safe spaces. I forget which episode that was, but we did have a little bit of a conversation on safe spaces. And letting people know how to create their own and making sure your illusion of a safe space doesn't have to match up with what society tells you it should match up to, because different people in certain spaces need to do different things. So, well, I guess I just talked about safe. We'll just go ahead and talk about safe spaces then. All right. So let's get that one done, because the last one we're going to do is the recap of the Black holidays. And you remember, Queen, we did that show. I needed to bring that back to remind y'all, don't play yourself and forget about these holidays. Don't do it. You know, because Juneteenth been around way before.
Way before they start celebrating like they celebrate.
Yeah. Way before they start doing all these microaggressions against us. So safe spaces are places that you actually utilize, that you create for yourself. You do not have to, it does not have to be a particular building that you go to. It does not have to be, it don't have to be a location at all. It could be right in your home. But it refers to a space that's intended to be free of bias, conflict, criticism, or potentially threatening actions about your feelings. So that means that you can pretty much have that anywhere.
Yep.
Where's our resident male point of view? He is out this week. He'll be back next week. He'll definitely be back next week. But there's no rhyme or reason to how your safe space should be created as long as it fits the spaces that it needs to be for you. Mm-hmm.
You feel safe.
Yes. And anybody else that you invite in, because you don't want them to come into your space and you feel safe and they feel they feel left out or like it's not a place for them. You don't want that to happen. You do want it to be at least where that space is created openly for everybody who's over there with you. An example of a safe space would be like a private meeting room. They do things like that, like on college campuses. We used to have a safe space area in a library. We used to meet at the Leon County Library, and we had a room designated that we would utilize in media every week for those conversations. And it was a nice area to do safe space conversations without judgment, for you to come in and literally just be free. That's important, man.
Yeah, people need that.
Yes. Yes. How do you, if you are a person that does like to have your place to be utilized as a safe space, make sure you make, like we said earlier, make room for everyone and give them the opportunity to be free into in your space. Be vulnerable and allow yourself to build an emotional connection with the people who are coming into your space. Be inclusive. Give others a space to talk. Don't take over. Yes. And people listen a lot more with their eyes than their ears. So with that being said, know that your actions speak louder than your words. So while you're giving the people the time and the attention, make sure that you're also giving them the opportunity to not see your body language go viral. They don't need that. Like they're trying to have an open dialogue with you, and all you doing is reading them
up and down.
Yes, it's crazy. And when you're dealing with safe spaces, you only need one safe space. You don't got to have 1,000. So let's remember that.
That's too much.
It is. Amy says we should do a show about dating after 40. These online dating apps, etc. Okay, well, we're gonna have to definitely do that. We're gonna have to do some research on the apps, though. I would rather talk to people who utilize them, so they can kind of give us some feedback on them. The recap of this is our last topic of the day, so I want to make sure I'm putting all
out. People that I know that might use the dating app. It'll be interesting to find out.
You don't have you? Have you ever? Has anybody ever told you they use it?
Nobody ain't never said they use the dating app. But I know people be meeting people over social media and stuff, so you might as well say that's a dating app.
Mm-hmm. Well, social media, most of them actually do have dating apps, because Facebook got a dating app. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Instagram got one, but I know Facebook got one.
I don't know about the dating app. I don't know. This is, well, you got to move with the times, I guess, but that's just some, that's not, that, that is scary to me, but I should meet somebody that's crazy in person.
You definitely can.
You really don't know. You don't know.
Definitely can. That's funny, but yeah.
You man. Be safe out here, though. If you are doing the dating apps, make sure you be safe. Be safe. Look. Because it is, like, come think about it. We putting up a profile.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if you Sarah Jane John. We don't know that.
And it's going to be hard to figure it out just by watching you on the day now.
And then, but you still could be somebody else, but you mm-hmm. got to make out these things. You Sarah Jane and John. Like, that's scary. You'll be with somebody you totally don't even know. Y'all be careful.
And like I said, you can do that. You can. It's something that happens in real life versus just online. But online is just a little bit more trickier. People sit behind the keyboard and pretend to be anybody. So
anybody.
All right. Anybody. Now we're gonna do a recap of the Black Holidays. We had a show, a Black Holiday conversation show one. Podcast episode. We're gonna do a quick recap of some of those Black holidays. So y'all make sure y'all remember, if you don't celebrate them and you want to, make sure you check these out. Kwanzaa, which is the week-long celebration held in the United States from on December 26th to January 1st, and it culminates in a feast and gift giving. That's the culminatingness of the Kwanzaa, sorry about that. I had to pull the whole camera. Booty so big, Lord, have mercy.
That's not a holiday. That's not a holiday, y'all. What she just said is not a holiday. Kwanzaa was the holiday, not the booty so big, Lord, have mercy. That is not a holiday. Now, it might be a holiday for some. It might just be a holiday for some if we go back to Daytona Black College Week.
Yeah, that's right. That might be one. Now that might be one. That might be one. Number two, Black Love Day. Black Love Day is celebrated February 13th.
Now, I did celebrate that this year.
Yes,
I did celebrate that.
That's when I
gave
my girls a present on the 13th.
I did celebrate that this year. So yeah.
Good job, Queen. February 13th, remember celebrated February 13th. It's the third nationally observed African American holiday. So this is the third nationally observed one. So number three, African Countries Independence Day. Various African countries have different Independence Day celebrations. Now, depending on which country you're visiting, make sure you Google it before you go to the country. That's what they tell you here, because it's different Independence Days for different countries.
Yeah.
Dashiki Fridays is every Friday, of the year. Every Friday. When that's celebrated.
I got a couple of dashikis too, man, so I need to start spoiling them. Probably make them people jump out their skin at work.
Girl, you know it. And you already be having on that fro. And then you know you ain't one of them people who sit up and smile all day. You gonna be looking like
scared out there by my lady that I take care of now. She was president of one of the chapters of the Republican Party in when she stayed in Alabama. I said, I'll be down.
They be loving you though.
They do, girl, because somebody was there yesterday and she was like, oh, I missed you so much yesterday, Candace. I really do miss you. Because I just sit there, I just laugh with them, but I let them know I ain't about that bull crap now. I'm going to tell them how I feel, that racist stuff. Look, hey, you couldn't walk in my shoes. You couldn't walk in my shoes. But I like the men more than I like the women sometimes.
Men fresh.
They're
just much easier to talk to mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. And a lot more than none, they do all the talking when they get older like that.
But she funny though. She funny. But she's a sweet lady. Like, she know what she had in life, and she know that she might not, she know she ain't gonna be here long. And she's like, look, I'm good. He can take me today and I'm good. say, hey, live. You got a, as long as you got a positive look on it, that's all that matters. So she like, she good.
That's it good. Is. Our next Black holiday is Juneteenth. We just had Juneteenth this past June 20th, which was Monday. I'm sorry, it's the observance is on June 19th, but they made it a national holiday on June 20th. I'm sorry, let me make sure I say that with knowledge, because I knew that. Black History Month, that's every February.
Well, that's 365 days for us.
For us, but you know, it's celebrated in February. And then, of course, we got Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We got Malcolm X Day. And I want y'all not to ever forget your birthday is a national Black holiday.
Come on now.
Don't ever forget that. January 12th. March 17th. Right. And we're gonna do one of these shows for you so you can come on and tell your stories. She says start the light someone, and months later, here comes the wife girlfriend. Damn.
Oh shit, they're not the wife slash girlfriend.
That sucks. Hey, though.
Look, you hear me both at the same time.
One of
what
the
a side chicken. What a third one.
One of the other child. But
that's juicy there.
So y'all, we really appreciate you all for tuning in.
Freestyle Fridays,
Queen, I'm telling you. Y'all, listen, we knew this was gonna be a show we came on, jumped on, and did and got on off. Because neither one of us came on in the best of the moods today. We did not feel good. Neither one of us had enough energy. And this is our show, so we can say what we want to say on him. Yeah. But we did. We didn't have the energy to really come on and really do the show today. But because we're going to press forward and we're going to press forward and do these things because we enjoy what we do. So our energy was a little drained, but guess what? We got on here and all that kind of changed a little bit. Picked it up, did a lot of the things that we needed to do and made the show happen. So our podcast is not just for other people. It's also for us as well to give us the positivity and some of the energy that we need to get through our day. So you had a rough day, we can come on here. We can release some of that. Exactly. She has a question. Here's my question. Read Black holidays. Some people feel that white people cannot celebrate them with their friends. Juneteenth should be celebrated like the 4th of July. Advice for white allies. People be telling you can't celebrate.
Celebrate all of them you just named. Celebrate.
If you want to celebrate, you can celebrate. We don't got no problem with that. We're going to celebrate them. The holidays are created for the black people and the people who observe them. Just like the same ways for the other holidays, 4th of July, Christmas, they created for the people who want to observe them. Just because they're national holidays, that don't mean everybody is going to observe them. So for what you want to
holiday, we should not be celebrating.
Celebrate anyway, but for the ones who want to celebrate any of them that's on our black holidays, if you want to be out on Juneteenth, celebrate with your friends, go out there. You can do whatever you want to do. You ain't gonna have nobody
wrong for telling you that.
Ain't nobody. If somebody told you that, you don't need to be with them.
Mm-mm, they wrong for saying that.
But a lot of people don't feel. A lot of people. I don't think they're wrong. I just think that's not your crowd, because people feel like that. You're gonna have some black people that feel like that's not their holiday. That's not white people holiday. That's not Chinese people holiday. That's not. They're gonna feel like that holiday is specific just for black people. Just like the Chinese holiday, Chinese New Year. Mm-hmm. That's for the Asian people. That's for you know what I'm saying? That's for we don't see too many black and white people over here celebrating the Chinese holiday. No. So it's a lot of people that just feel certain things for that are just set for that culture. But if the people who you are close to feel that way, then you might need to get you some new people, because if you want to do things with certain people, they should, like, especially in celebratory things, they should let you come. That's my opinion. I'm not quite sure about everybody else.
That's crazy. That's real crazy.
Because I'm going to be out jamming.
Look, that's like you telling somebody they can't celebrate their birthday. Girl, do you, boo. Do you.
So thank y'all for tuning in today. We appreciate y'all always. Y'all are very special and dear to our soul, to our hearts, to our minds, and to our spirits. SW Podcast will continue to be here in the flesh. Trust me. We appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. We like you. We love you. And we will see y'all next week. Y'all have a wonderful evening and a wonderful rest of the week. Peace.